They say it's like the number one thing you're not supposed to do, and I just did it, and now I feel like I should possibly, maybe, probably go to the emergency room.
Oh, you're probably dying.
Why do people fall into this trap, myself included?
Mm.
WebMD. Everyone says when you're not feeling good or something is wrong, you have a specific thing, don't go to WebMD because all of a sudden you start really worrying about something that's probably not wrong with you, right?
Well, let's get real for a minute. I mean, getting that doctor's appointment nowadays isn't all that easy. Going through the process when you're sick is not pleasant either. And so, you know, I get why people go on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're always on our phones. We want to solve the problem for ourselves.
So I wasn't feeling good. I have a weird issue right now. It's my jaw. My jaw is so achy. My achy jaw and my achy neck, and I can't quite figure out what's wrong with my face.
It's
right?
Like you got hit in the face with a bat or something.
The way it looks or just the way it feels?
Well, the pain at least.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if I was the internet taking your symptoms on.
So I started Googling, like, how accurate is WebMD? And it says that the primary diagnostic accuracy of WebMD ranged from 3 to 53%, which isn't great, you know? But I was like, you know what? Let me do it anyway. So I go in and here we go. WebMD symptom checker.
Yeah.
Age 42.
Okay.
Female.
Yep.
Continue. What are your symptoms? Achy jaw.
Yep.
Here we go. And then achy neck.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to say you got hit.
No.
No?
No. It says something much worse.
What does it say?
It says that I'm probably having a heart attack.
Oh, good.
And I was like, what? Like, I was thinking, like, maybe, like, stress or something.
You're grinding
with my
your
jaw.
Teeth or something when
yeah.
you're sleeping, something like that.
The number one thing that it came back with was that there's a possibility that I'm having a heart attack and I should immediately seek doctor's attention. I
wow.
was like, that seems like a leap.
It
right?
does seem like a bit of a leap. On the other hand, if you drop dead in the next 10 minutes, you know, where does that put us on liability issues, right? We should have just listened to the professionals.
I like that it also asked me, could you be pregnant? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's a God, I hope not button,
right.
you know?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want me to diagnose you? Because you've been sick the last few days.
Yeah, I was not feeling well either. All right, so main symptom.
Hold on, put in your age and that you are a male. Continue. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. What are your symptoms?
All right, so I had a sore throat.
Sore.
It's dissipated a bit, but I had a sore throat.
Yeah.
I had body aches and chills.
Body aches. You have COVID.
But it wouldn't even let you finish typing.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Swollen glands.
Swollen glands.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, what's it say with that? I mean, that's a lot right there already, right? Oh, and I had congestion. I had sinus congestion and pressure.
Which symptom is bothering you the most? It wants to know.
Oh, gosh. I mean, the sore throat and the sinus was the worst. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
You have strep throat. Oh, terrible news.
You know, it's funny. That's what my wife said, too.
Yeah.
You know that the doctor came in. He was like, I'm not even going to test you. He's like, because we give you the same thing for everything anyways.
That's what I heard.
He's like, listen, strep, COVID, the flu, whatever. He's like, it doesn't really matter. He's like, I'm sending you out of here with the exact same thing.
Yeah. You're like the third person to tell me that they went to the doctor and that they came back and they just give you the medicine. And they're like, you're on your own, kid.
Basically.
You don't need to know what you have. Just
my wife
this.
Was so mad because she's like, I don't know how many days to make you sleep out of the bedroom at this point.
All right, well.
That's our new thing.
It's going to be strange when it's 6 months from now and she still has you on the couch.